Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 26th, 2026. And this morning we're heading up to Bangor to talk to Marianne Larson. She has all the details on the empty chair town hall meeting that's happening next Monday, and also on what's going to be happening in Bangor on No King's Day.
Yes, I'm Marianne Larson, and I'm affiliated here in Bangor with Indivisible Bangor and also with Maine People's Alliance. And we are planning an empty chair town hall this coming Monday, the 30th of March, for Susan Collins. The Senate is on recess as of the 30th, and she was invited twice and declined to attend. So we're going to have a town hall anyway and let the senator know what we're thinking about. There's just a whole lot of frustration about her votes. It prompts people to wonder whether their calls and emails and visits to her office make any difference at all, because it doesn't appear to. The sad thing in my mind is that it's just fostered a lot of cynicism, and that's going to take a long time to correct. She's been in office as long as I've lived in Maine, 25 years, I think, and has never had a town hall. So we're going to hold one next Monday and give people an opportunity to speak to the senator, even though she won't be present. The issues for me, and I think for many of us, are we have endured 14, going on 15 months of chaos and destruction of our federal government, of our alliances around the world, of our public health infrastructure, and the senator has remained mostly quiet. She has not spoken out much at all, and her votes lead you to believe that she's pretty much aligned with the Trump regime. As I heard Senator Schatz from Democratic Senator Schatz speak just a few weeks ago on the Senate floor, asking his Republican colleagues, do you even have a red line? Is there a red line? In other words, is there a place where they would say, no, you've gone too far? It was a very impassioned speech. And I think that's what we're all kind of wondering. So the senator failed us. In contrast to Senator King, who I think he and his staff have kind of gone out of their way to help people feel a little less anxious about what's happening. He's been outspoken, and he, you know, their staff in their office here in Bangor are just tremendous.
25 years ago, people were getting arrested. We were covering people getting arrested in Susan Collins' office, trying to warn her that there were no weapons of mass destruction. So obviously, the fact that she has learned since then that those people were right hasn't had much of an impact on what she's doing going into this one. But how are you going to get the message to her? Are you going to be recording these comments? Or
I believe there will be a recording, and we'll share it with her.
And you are also going to be in Bangor at the No King's Day on Saturday. If you could just say a little bit about that, and then also just remind people of the where and when for the empty chair.
Yeah. We are fired up. We're going to be lining the sidewalks along Main Street in Bangor, both sides of the street, and we hope that the crowd will stretch all the way from West Market Square to the Paul Bunyan statue. And the resistance singers will be weaving throughout the crowd and leading songs, and people will have signs, and there'll probably be people dressed like frogs and who knows what else. So hopefully it'll be a joyful occasion, because we want people to believe this resistance is a joyful experience. That's the way it has to be.
What time does that kick off on Saturday?
Noon to 2.
Okay, yeah. And that's right along Main Street. And then the Monday is the empty chair town hall meeting. That's at Jeff's Catering. What time does that start?
Catering, the doors open at 5:30 and it starts at 6.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That was Marianne Larson with Indivisible Bangor and Maine People's Alliance. IndivisibleBangor.org and MainePeople'sAlliance.org. You can learn more about the No Kings movement and find a No Kings event coming up on Saturday near you at NoKings.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.